This recording, Belarus 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working in a deserted district of the territory. For a long time, she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. Their area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the Richie goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made it an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was a strong and huge, and it would take some force to trap it. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune for her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not fertile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I'm from Polotsk, Belarus. It's a town of about 200,000 people. I think it's third largest in the country. Belarus, as you probably know, is a former Soviet Republic with Latvia, then it separated, all that stuff. Anyway, like my town, Polotsk, we have, there's cathedrals, only 3 in the world, and one of them is in my town. The cathedral is around 1400 years old, and it's been, like, the walls, I think, about 15 meters of brick and cement walls, so all the walls, everything is still stands to this day. We have a river that goes to the Baltic Sea, and me and my friends once tried to go for a journey, but we only could take on the water about 3 hours because we built it from like wood stuff. We just didn't have anything. And like a pirate ship, a mini pirate ship. But yeah, we didn't make it far. We made it to the next town. Almost drowned in the process, so we just decided not to do it anymore. What else can I say? The food is great, I think. Everyone likes it because it's similar to Canadian food and American food. A lot of fat, a lot of carbohydrates, a lot of good stuff, basically. I've been in Canada for about 5 years straight, since I was 13 to 18, and then on and off for about 2 more years. So I've been speaking English for 5 years straight, and then, like, drastic change.